Jamie.
Okay, sounds good. I'm still not in a final resting spot, so I'll try you when I get there. Hey, good morning, Casey. Hello, Stephen Brooks at 104. You're in place. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to be away from the truck for just a minute.
No, keep going. Keep going straight. Go across the highway.
Hello, Jamie Pit 3. with Best in the Desert, Parker 425. Hasn't checked in yet. Copy Lynn and Gramwell. And I hear Mike. Okay, you're opening the gate. Also, Donald want me to ask you to be sure and pick up all cones and anything else when you're picking stuff up. All the cones, sawhorses, anything like that. That is Keith, go ahead. Okay, 17 on the canal. Good morning. Anybody else with the Best in Desert 425 hasn't checked in yet? Good morning, Kathy. Okay, Bobble's been on here also. Anybody else in there calling Keith, hasn't checked in yet?
Derek, can you hear us over there?
Anybody else with the Best in Desert Parker 425 call Keith?
Copy that, Jimmy G.
Here's somebody in there, maybe, you're real noisy for me. Maybe try moving a few feet one way or the other. Somebody in there with the radio check, try it again. Try it one more time. Yeah, try moving around 5 or 6 feet one direction. Drive around, maybe try to hone in on the best signal. Yeah, good morning, Alan. Yeah, I don't have that answer. you might hello Lynn or Donald or Casey.
He's on the side of the main pit over here. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Check from main pit. Thank you, Dennis.
5.
10-4. Hoping to have a loud and clear kind of day.
This is Eddie.
Hello, Big Mac. Tony Fellier. Anybody got a copy on his radio?
Well, good, thanks.
Thank you.
5,
I got Lynn, I'm at the hay barn south. In the blue truck, passenger to sign up door. Okay, I'm right here by the hot dog stand and coming up. Deal. That's me.
Main pit, this is 1205, main pit to you, Cal.
Hey, everybody, we're about 25 minutes from the start. 25 minutes from the start. If you're not in place, be sure you're there soon. 25 minutes to start.
This is Diane and Andrea. We're on our way to the start.
Good morning. Good to hear you. Oh, not bad. You gotta find that special spot. Yeah, I think they're right at the starting line. I heard them getting parked.
Good morning, Diane. It's Big Mac.
We're doing okay. Just gonna try to do, take it easy. I think just the bus for now, scoring bus.
1260 main pit, Matt, can you hear us?
Okay, well, they're at the starting line, and then they'll be moving to the finish line. Do you want them from the starting line or the finish line? Okay, yeah. Hello, scoring bus, you got a copy? Hello, scoring bus, you got a copy?
1260 main pit, Steve, can you hear us?
Keith. Okay, copy. I've talked to La Paz County, and they're, you're going to be Desert Medic 1, and I'll be Desert Medic 2 on their radio.
Okay, 6, on you, Tommy.
Okay, thanks. Morning, thanks.
Dane Cardone, Dane Cardone.
About 20 minutes from the start. 20 minutes from the start.
Casey is probably quicker than you going right here tonight.
Midway First Aid Rick, you got a copy? Yeah, I'm hearing nothing. Hello, Midway First Aid Rick. Okay, is that the 7151? BFG Dave, BFG Dave, you got a copy? Yeah, Bill on 715, I didn't hear anything.
This is 5055 Main.
Anybody with the best in Desert, Parker 425, hasn't checked in yet, try it.
Craig to Keith.
Okay, Craig, go ahead.
At mile marker 6, just to let you know we're in position.
They're all over you. Anything over 35, they're nailing you.
On Keith. Okay, Graham Well Medic, we got you, thanks. Yeah, this is where Rick was, and whatever he's arranged with here told you about going to anywhere else.
1549, get a copy.
And far, go ahead.
How far up are you?
We're still staging, everybody's still staging down here.
Anybody else with the Best in Desert Parker 25, 425, not checked in yet?
Out there on the road,
yeah. They're going to take the first 30 over and then come back and get, you know, get another probably 30 or so. I think they're going to take like 30 at a time. So I'll be in the second bunch there.
10-4, okay.
20 keeps trying to check in with you, that somebody walks on it all the time.
It's all blocked off, no cars going over now.
Yeah, 10, so I figured that.
Means you're going to be pretty close to the banner when you get over here then.
Hearing her at all, so if you can relay, if she needs anything, she'll... Somebody just relay for flag 20.
33rd off the line is where I'm at.
Find them in in my notes here. Let me find them if Paul don't know.
Okay, great. Bob Steinberger to win.
Tom, I got those numbers if you want them. 4,000s, the 1,700s, 5,100s, 1,800s, and 3,700s.
Okay, those are all two lappers, right?
That was as of a meeting about 2 weeks ago.
Alrighty, good. We'll let Paul know then.
Okay, thanks.
Lynn, hello Lynn.
Hello Lynn, you got a copy, Lynn? We're about 5 minutes away from the start. Anybody else want to check in with Keith? That hasn't yet. How about Bill at mile 25? Vern at mile 31?
Coming up right now.
Dwayne at the Shea Road closing. You got a copy? Okay, I don't know if you're on the course at all, but just saw you on my list, thought I'd check in with you. Good morning. Thanks a lot for everything. Okay, everybody also listening, make sure you take down numbers for every race vehicle that passes you. If you miss a number, at least count it or put it on your list. Color, make, whatever you can put. We'll need a count. So make sure you keep track of everything that goes by you, please. Try the other channel. And also, there's yellow stuck stubs. Anybody that gets a stuck stub, call it in on the radio and make sure somebody passes it on. Call in all yellow stuck stubs and let us know as much as you can. There are two lappers, but just a second.
Thanks.
Okay, sir, Dave. We got about 3 minutes till the start.
Copy, about 3 minutes to the start. Listen to these, Dave, if you got to. Got a minute and tell me if I'm wrong. Two lappers are 4,000. 1,700, 5,100, 1,800, and 3,700.
Correct.
Did you copy, Kathy? Thank you. Good morning, Alan. Good to hear you. Here's Shea Road Crossing 2. Okay, who is this? Okay, I'm just trying to find you on my list. Okay, I got you. You're about mile 114 on the course. Thanks, Al. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being there. About 2 minutes from the start.
Hello, Lynn.
Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, I've covered the south and the east end of the course. I don't see anybody stuck on the course. Where should I go?
Yeah? Buddy, I got you. Just hold on a second.
Graham, well, you got a copy? I think you got walked on. Try it again. Okay. First aid, Rick, you got a copy? Yeah, the Gramwell medic is not there yet. Yeah, Rick, you dropped out. Try it again. Dick, I don't know if you copied that.
Race has started. The race has started.
Okay, the race has started. We have racers on the course.
Check your name, Robert. Go ahead.
North end, but he's off the course by about 30 feet.
Everything looks good, Brian.
1555, 10-4, we got a copy.
Brian, copy, Rob. Let you guys know it's very dusty in here in the infield. People are having to slow down already. So you guys being out front have an advantage quite a bit because it's very dusty. Sean Herter's hauling ass. He's put 20 seconds on you guys by the time you got here. So everybody else is about even, but Herter put 20 seconds on everybody.
Well, for those of us in high places, the sun's up. And also there's several
cars out on the course. Like I say, everybody keep track of what goes by you. Pass on any stuck stub information, and thanks a lot for being there.
nothing.
On 146.62 if he wants to try it.
out of control, Alvin. Yeah, they are. I don't know what frequency you want Bravo on, but he's on this one.
Name to Frankie, copy yet?
Asian mark will be 21.5. It's a high speed drop off.
We raise mile 25.
Bobby, yeah, he's on the road. He's been through here about 4 minutes ago. Five.
Copy, first one through mile 31. Thanks. You got a number or anything?
Yeah, well, there's quite a spot between some of them. It's something one of them must have dropped out.
Okay, copy, 1526. Thanks a lot. Go ahead, Pasquale.
Jeremy, we copy. Okay, we got you. Nothing, just waiting for you.
Okay, I didn't catch all that, but hello, Rob Triggs, you got a copy? Okay, Rob, a copy. You're doing the best you can. What was that about injuries? Okay, Rob, stand by. Pasquale, stand by. 1595, go ahead. Okay, got it. Thanks. 1595.
Radio check, radio check. Does anybody copy?
What's that? 131.8. Yeah, 600 down. Yeah, that's correct. No, you need 131.8. Bravo is Charlie. Bravo, no, I haven't. I know they're in place, but no, I haven't heard from them. Yeah, that's correct. Alan, N7WWR. Yeah, hello, Alan. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I guess you might try on the repeater when you can. What's that last part, Alan? Okay, sounds good. Last report was mile 31. Go ahead, Gary. No, I guess 1595 is out at the Python, and leader's been past mile 31 about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, to shorten it up, it's real dusty and they're blowing the course where Rob's at.
Go ahead. 1010 Main, go ahead.
Hello, Keith, this is Rich at Pit 1.
1010 Race, you copy?
And just for your information, the water truck left Pit 1 about 15 minutes ago en route for Shea Road.
Okay, copy, thanks. This is me, who's this? Okay, alright, well, we got a little bit of time, but we'll see. Okay, thanks. Hello, Tom Singleton, you got a copy? Or, Rob, you got a copy? Yeah, it's probably, it looks like it's a little ways from you. After I called you, I started looking about mile 126, Tom Willis is stuck. But you're a little ways from that, so I was going to try to get hold of somebody else.
Hey, Keith, Simer here. He's coming down me.
Hello, Pasquale, you got a copy? Hello, Rob Triggs, you got a copy? Okay, yeah, if you can direct that water truck where they need it.
1010 Race, you copy?
Yeah, Steinberger, this is Keith also. Also, we got a flagman stuck about mile 126, which I'm not sure exactly where you're at, but might be close to you. Okay. Yeah, can you talk to Bob and tell him where we need that water truck?
So, I'll go get him.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were tied up, but we'll see. I don't know. I don't know the area that well, and he's probably out trying to get it out, so just stay tuned.
And Chase, 1010 Main Pit.
Go ahead.
Did they talk to you when they left? They got off the line at 818. I don't know if they called you. They didn't copy that. All I copied was, I don't know if we're catching.
Are you?
Alright, 10-4. I haven't heard from you. They're already fine.
Alright, because they're not coming by us. The gauntlet's way away, so we won't see them until they come through on their first lap.
Copy, 1526 through Gramwell, thanks.
10-10 Race, you copy?
You lead us through Gramwell?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where'd you guys at?
They wanted me to, we refilled.
out of the truck trying to dig it out, but just keep your eyes open and listen for him also if he checks in. Tom Willis? Okay, we got Bob coming out there to help you. Talk to Bob.
14, 10-4.
Why can't I go down the sand hill? We got 15 pounds of air and we're locked in and we're in a Jeep, man. We go anywhere.
Robert, you probably got your hands full, but 1099 is probably a turn and a half behind you.
I'm coming down the sand hill right now, Tom. Now, line. Where are you? Towards the,
in the wash, I'm probably maybe not even a mile from the Squally.
We're all the way. right turn and head north up the wash.
Did you hear the horn that time?
No, I did not.
Can you see the cement plant?
No, I can't see anything except that helicopter right there.
Hey, Tom. Hey, when you went in from the point, did you go right?
Okay, I went north on Shea Road to the opening where it's hard packed dirt, made a left off Shea Road, went to the wash where it connects with Osborne on the right, and went up whatever this wash's name is.
Robert Bear, Flag 77, got the leaders coming to you. Or Larry, if you're copying, you might have them already.
I'm coming up the wash right now.
Coming up.
The direction of you?
Yeah. I went the wrong way. He said 126, so.
Okay, go ahead. Repeat that last.
1010 Race, this is 1010 Main. 1010 Chase, this is 1010 Main.
Go ahead, 77. Copy, leader been through Flag 77, thanks.
Yeah.
This is a radio check, this is Dakota at 127, do you copy?
Copy that, race mile 22.
Yeah, does anyone copy radio check?
Yeah, Dakota, this is Keith, I copy.
Oh, thank you.
Keith, this is Rob. I got Tom under tow and getting to his location.
Okay, Rob, thanks.
There was quite a few people here, and Dwayne Chambers went to my location. They're sitting there helping out. They got a and everything, and getting them to go to the right.
You make a left.
This Keith. Just let you know the leaders are about mile 77 on the course.
Okay, I'm at 1.5. Got plenty of time.
Roger. Yeah, that's correct. I'm getting on that power line road, I think it is.
Yeah, right there's the gates where they get onto the road.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, they're on the 146.62. Yeah, I've been listening there. I haven't heard you. Well, they're at the starting line. Okay, Roger. Yeah, I imagine you got the 131.8. Okay, I'll let them know.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, just a minute, Gary. Hello, Dave. Hello, Scoring Bus. Hello, Dave. Hello, Scoring Bus. Yeah, Midway, go ahead.
Jimmy, copy, Scott? Any word on anything?
You're through Midway the second time.
Ranger, off the line.
Second time. First time, I guess, was at mile 26. Now it's about mile 87.
They're going to be there. We're coming down pit row right now. What was your, what was the actual starting time? Was it 7:30 or 8? So they should be in at about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, Dave. Bobo is wanting to talk to one of the satellite guys over on 6-2 when you guys get a chance, if one of them's around.
Yeah, hang on.
I think he got the message and went to do it. So anyway, I guess one frequency or the other.
This is Steve. Can I help you?
Yeah, Erie Track guy, stand by. I'll get him over here or somewhere else. He's over on the ham frequency.
Hello, Keith.
Yeah, Scoring Bus is Keith. Or Erie Track guy in the Scoring Bus is Keith.
Yeah, Keith, this is Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve. Bob wants to meet you guys on 146.40. So, Dave, if you can get Dave to do that.
Where do you want to go?
Bobo said 146.40.
Okay.
That's a designated at the Python.
Okay, I got somebody stuck at the Python. Who is it?
826.
No.
1826?
1826.
1826, stuck at the Python? Hello, Lynn, or anybody at Main Pit?
Pimentel. I got it. Steinberger's got it.
Okay, Bob will be taking care of it. So stay tuned, 1826.
Copy.
Midway, go ahead. Okay, I, at the moment, don't have a answer. Hello, Gary, you got a copy? Yeah, we got somebody at the Midway pit, second Midway pit, wants to get over to the alternate Midway pit or vice versa. Any suggestions?
They got a hand carry stuff across if they're trying to do that. All he can do is park at the end of the pit. The alternate's only just a few feet away.
Hey, I'll, you got walked on for some of that, but try it again, Al. Yeah, I guess the only way to do it is carry stuff across. There's no vehicle traffic, I guess, can go across. Yeah, the only way to do it is carry stuff across. There's no way to get any vehicle traffic across. Okay, that's the best answer we got. I realize it's not much of an answer. Okay, 1562.
Mile 31.
Yeah, Dave, you looking for... Bill?
Go ahead.
I'm clear.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, you want us to pull the V-10 around to the front, and how can we do it? Hey, Jimmy, you got a copy on Scott? So we can back in there, or what? I'm walking back to check it out.
Midway pit, copy main. Midway pit, copy main. Midway, Bill Gosala, copy main.
Hello, Mike at Four Corners. Copy, leader through Four Corners at 859. Oh, Rick. Okay, you got covered up for about half of that for me, but I'd say the best thing is whatever you guys can work out there. Yeah, somebody was calling Keith. Okay, did somebody say they were done at the start line, or are you questioning if they're done? Okay, go ahead and double check it, too.
Yeah, we were looking at leaving them there so people didn't get on the course.
Copy. Yeah, Lynn, traffic's really heavy up here, so we're going to leave the cones for a little bit longer.
Can you hear us?
1826 is off the course.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
7311, do you copy?
Copy that, race mile 74.
Bob, is 1826 going on, or is he out?
7311, we need to move it. Let's look at channel 9.
Okay, this is Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, at the moment we think it was 183 left line. There may be one more going, but that's official, I believe.
Okay, well, we'll give you 5 minutes to count it again.
10 no-shows, so if we had 193 entered, and 10 no-shows, so 183 left line.
And one's trying to go.
Yeah.
Okay, at this time, if it doesn't get changed, we had 183 leave the line, 183 left the line.
Last vehicle number?
Technically 4011, a buggy, like a VW.
Thank you, Gary.
Keith, do you copy? Last vehicle on the course is 4011, 4011.
Okay, thanks. He was stuck. I didn't hear if he got going or is continuing on or not. Hello, Bob. Yes. And did 1826 continue on or is he out of the race?
He is continuing in the race. Right. He's got a broken tranny. He's out of the race and I'm pulling him off the course.
Okay, thanks. They'll know that 7221 has a broken rear shock. If they're not listening, they won't know. Copy, 1526 through mile 104.
Where are you guys at? Greenleaf. Rear or front axle?
Okay, 22 broke about mile 97. Okay, about mile 18, truck 22 broke. 1826. Like halfway through the pipeline, we're off the side of the course, off to the right.
1826, you're stuck again?
Yeah, this is 1826. We're freaking stuck again. We've got a Bronco here that wants to pull us out. Is it all right or no?
Yeah, I'm watching you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rick.
There, BITD official, I can speak to.
Dave, it's Rob. You're aware they're down and they're having fuel. They had fuel pump problems, sounds like.
Okay, copy. You got it handled and sounds good, Rick. Thanks. Who else was calling BITD?
For race file 8-3.
Okay, who else was calling PITD? They lost their turn. Go ahead, Casey. I've been through 104 about 5 minutes ago. 1526. Yeah, a lot of congestion around Midway, but they've got it worked out. Rick's got it worked out. And, yeah, a couple other broke vehicles, but everything's basically okay.
Graham Wells, 1010 Chase, you there?
Just heard race 4 at race file 83, and it certainly sounded like it was running. Casey, you're still
with us. Proper count. Did you get a proper count?
Hold on, Arthur.
Dial on my phone. I couldn't reach him on the radio earlier.
You guys on the main pit road coming in?
Yeah, we're coming down. We're loaded up. Edge boy.
Painful. See you when you get here.
Of course. What do you need?
Nothing right now. We got a couple things to talk about once you get some time.
Before we're all... you want me to meet you in a little while up on the Shea Road?
Yeah, something like that. It needs to be a private conversation.
Call you when I get done with this little bit, and I'll drive up on Shea and meet you up by the time trial.
Something beyond 104. Last report was 104. Steve, hello. 4011 so far. Copy, helicopter didn't catch the number. Go ahead. Yeah, helicopter is Keith. Go ahead. Leader, been through Bob. Copy, 1526 through Bob.
This 1010 Main. Go ahead.
I got it, Bill. Thanks.
Did he answer you back?
Race mile 8-9.
Miles before Midway.
No, he didn't answer anybody back.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
Okay, thanks. That's 1019. Broke 4 miles before Midway.
Hey, 1010, pit 1, you copy? Casey, is it you? Just returning your call.
Copy 204 through race mile 4-6.
1010, pit 1, if you copy, we're on the trailer back at main pit.
Relay, copy Titan. Hello, Lynn, this is Keith. Anybody at the main pit, this is Keith. Yeah, there, if you got a crit police officer, anybody around main pit, ham radio there, guys, calling for him. Okay, thanks. They said they got it handled, thanks. Hey, copy 1526 through Shea Road Crossing 2. Go ahead, Casey. Hey, hello, Gary.
Yeah, I copied that, Keith. Between Shea and Midway somewhere.
About 4 miles before Midway.
About 4 miles before Midway?
Yeah, that's correct.
Copy that.
Yeah, I'm out in that direction. Well, not quite, but I'm in route. I can see.
Yeah, we got issues over there. Well, not necessarily. We just got to find out if the guy is on the course. I don't care if he's upside down. Roger, copy. Thank you.
Car number 1019, about 4 miles before Midway pit.
So he's past flag 20. Copy that, race mile 9-4. Copy.
Well, you might know when we know, but we'll just wait and see if they're okay, we'll just leave them alone and they're off the course.
They may get lucky and get somebody flagged down to pull them back over.
That's the desert, 1826, we're out.
Copy, 1826 is out. Go ahead, Bob. Hello, Scoring Dave, you got a copy?
I'm on.
Hello, Scoring Dave, you got a copy?
Copy that, race 4 through race mile 9-5.
Copy. Lead three vehicles through my...
Can you give us some numbers there?
Okay, Steve, numbers.
1 and 38.
Roger.
Yeah, race four through race mile 97.
Midway.
1777, go ahead.
Okay, copy. Broke axle just after the python.
Just past mile 119.
Midway, go ahead. Yeah, that's the second report we've gotten, so it's true, and it's about 4 miles before Midway. Yeah, we believe the driver's okay. They give a thumbs up. Dave, I copy you, and Big Mac, I copy you. Anything else, Midway? Okay, Dave, go ahead. Yeah, I think it was Baba Wanda's talking on 4-0 again. I'm not sure he's there. Big Mac, just keep the... 32 got on the road from with a planning problem. Oh, Gary.
Okay, copy 1777. We'll be there shortly.
I take that back. We have another vehicle.
Okay, race 4 through race mile 103.
Okay. Easy. Right. Copy, you're out. Where are you out? Okay, thanks. 10.
Be advised, we have Tavo at race mile 58 via the laptop. That is not real time. It's probably a couple miles off. Dave, be advised, we have Tavo at race mile 58. That is off the laptop, not off real time, so it's probably off by 3 miles.
Copy. Vehicle 1 through Shea Road crossing. Time.
Be race 4 through race mile 105.
Vehicle 1526 through mile marker 126.
Mile 126, thanks.
26, who's this?
Leader at the moment.
I'm Flight 17, mile. The crew from 22 that had the transmission failure are walking back to Shea Road to get to the end of the spectator area. Frank hit them.
They're walking. Okay, the drivers are 15, the 22.
Nobody's hit the infield yet.
I could see the car in the end gap
take out that tranny. Do something. He doesn't know how to slow down.
Hey, Jonesy, just drive your own race, buddy. You're doing good.
All right, you guys. I'm dealing with a little issue right now, so just take
12, copy SMB1. Relay 12, copy SMB1.
Dude, these tires are so bad.
0.165, please. 152.165 amp
time. Yeah, Mike Doyle, try it again. Yeah, four corners, Mike. You got a copy? Okay, yeah, that was basically it. Thanks a lot.
Class, don't even think about him, okay? In a lap and a half, start thinking about him.